Well, there you have it, a representative record of our music over more than a decade of growth and development. A record of hard work and sometimes of discouragement and failure. But on the whole, we've had perhaps more than our share of success. And I personally am deeply grateful for the many times I've known the excitement of bringing to enthusiastic audiences new music in which I sincerely believe. Maintaining an orchestra is a continuing experiment, a gamble involving many people. A leader cannot survive without the inspiration and encouragement of those around him. His musicians must be in accord with his ideals, for no orchestra can give its best if its members do not believe in the music. On his part, the leader must have faith in the concepts of his men. He must also respect and encourage the efforts of his colleagues, his manager, his promoter, his agent, his recording company, so that their important contributions can be made effective. Our organization, the Kenton Band, has been most fortunate over the years in its complex personal, creative, and business relationships. In the early days, especially, there were many of our associates whose faith gave us much-needed encouragement. And I like to feel that our own hard work and continuing development has, in some measure, justified that faith. I came to lead a band because I wanted so much to be part of the development of the thing I felt and loved most, the music of jazz. Today, I still feel that need more strongly than any other. And with the help of new musicians, new ideas, and new composers, I look forward enthusiastically to the future and the opportunities of productive experiment. Building on the rich jazz experience we've all shared, we are on our way, I'm sure, to creating a more mature modern music. A music more expressive of the exciting, dynamic times in which we live.